Dominican brothers and sisters working in interfaith contexts in countries around the world have been meeting here in Rome this past week to explore new ways of preaching the faith in such multicultural settings. Participants at the meeting heard from experts on Islamic scripture and customs in particular, as they discussed the delicate questions of salvation in other religious traditions.
And many brothers and sisters come from very difficult regions in the world. The world needs to be saved. People need to be healed. There are situations of violence, of suffering, of troubles that need to get an answer. How our religious tradition can give an answer to this need, to this seek. And we try to develop a bit, to deepen this question.
One of the organisers of the five-day encounter was Father Claudio Monge, who has worked for many years on Catholic-Islamic dialogue in Istanbul.
One of the most important things that struck me during our sharing and discussion is that we discover more and more that we cannot anymore define our identity without others, because other, different in faith, in culture, in thinking, is fundamental to allow me to discover something more for my tradition. The other is not just a mirror, but is something different. And sometimes I get back an image of myself that is new, and I never discovered it before. Then I think that we need to go forward, because today it's very difficult to speak about otherness, because we fear, and in our society we build, it's incredible, but more and more walls and separation, and in, especially in political and social politics. And I think that we need, from a theological point of view and even philosophical point of view, we need others to discover and to deepen our own identity.
Within the Dominican world, you have a particular vocation for the preaching of the word. How does this help you in this interfaith dialogue?
Yes, we spoke also how to preach today in an interfaith world, in society, a more and more multicultural and multi-religious society. And we discovered that probably we need to go back more and more to the wellspring of our faith, and especially to, I would like to say, as St. Peter said in the first letter, we need to give a sense of our hope, to explain to human beings why we hope in a, not only in a better world, not only in a future better world, not only in a kingdom of heaven, but why we trust in human beings, why we think that this humanity has a sense. Of course, for a Christian point of view, there is an answer very, very simple, very clear, because God himself became human. God himself was able to walk with human being. Because of this, we can say, we need to say louder probably today, that there is a sacred sense of human being, and we need to protect, to defend this value.
And yet this question, the incarnation at the heart of the Christian faith, is precisely one of the hardest things for those of other faiths. It's, if you like, the biggest obstacle to dialogue.
Yeah, I think so. More and more, historically, often we have a binary system. We speak about theological reflection for scholars, and after, we time to time, we have a look to a concrete daily experience. It's not possible to divide both. And more we discover, even because many of us are both theologians living in intercultural places, and we discover that we cannot separate the two moments. And very often we discover that, first of all, to create trust in relationship, we need to live something before to speak. Secondly, we need to hear something. We need to give time to the other to express himself, his own research and own experience. And after, finally, to speak, maybe not really with our own words, but finding some small sentences of hope in the gospel himself, because we are witnesses of the gospel, not of ourselves, of course.
Your brothers and sisters here, aren't you, from the Dominican world? There's been talk about the important role that women can play, paradoxically, in these countries where women often have an inferior role to the men.
Yes, of course. It's so important for us to have a strong presence of women that every time reminds to us that is very important to discover the right place to the woman. That is a fundamental role in the society, in the dialogue, in a theological and Christian witness. We discover also that probably together our witness is stronger. It's stronger because human beings live, women and men together. And especially in Islamic countries, where women are more and more important, they try more and more to find a new place, they look at us with attention, because they know that probably in our Western Christian tradition there is a longer experience of this, even if sometimes we need still to do a long path to reach our goal of really sharing, not just to find a place for women that is a place of men, but the real place of a woman in the society, in the church, and so on.
Tell me a little bit about your own situation there in Turkey, how this interreligious dialogue is lived out in your own life there.
Since many years, Turkey is a very important laboratory of a possible life, multicultural and multireligious life. There is a long tradition, especially in the big city center of Turkey. I'm living in Istanbul, of course. It's a special world, if you want, Istanbul. Since a long, long time, because of history, because of many things, different traditions live and share together their experience. Of course, this is a time not so easy always. Even we know very well, Christians are really a minority, but even more minority than in Egypt or in some other countries, Muslim countries, and they still struggle to be recognized juridically, to have a dignity, not just as a minority, but as citizens, Turkish citizens, because we are convinced also that it's not just a question to find a place for an ethnical church, but is to find a place as citizens that are Christian believers in a country that is a modern country, democratic country officially, where most part of the citizens are Muslim believers. But together with them, we would like to contribute to build a new modern society.
We saw the Prime Minister Erdogan meeting with the Patriarch Bartholomew just a short while ago, and promising indeed there would be these changes, there would be a better situation for minorities. What was your reaction to that?
There is something new. First of all, the Prime Minister with some other ministers of his government met not only the Patriarch, Orthodox Patriarchs, but some other representative of religious minority and churches.
Including and Catholic?
No, not Catholic, but Armenians and Syrian church and Jews also. And for the first time, this meeting was not in Ankara and in official institution, but the Prime Minister himself moved to meet the religious minority authorities. This is something new. I think that is a sign, it was a very important sign, that Turkey would like to go forward also towards Europe. And this is something new. I think that we need to hope and not start immediately to think that probably is just attitude for media and to get more publicity. I think that there is something true, because since long time there is a quite deep political debate in Turkey concerning minorities, not just with something that is foreigners and is against the national unity, but something that is a richness for the countries. And this is something new. Turkey need to rediscover the richness of her own story, even through the troubles and the difficult time of this story, and to discover that I think that is not modern Turkey without diversity, without different cultures also, because it's an incredible Carrefour, is an incredible
crossroads
of traditions, and this is a real the richness of this country.
Thanks there to Dominican Father Claudio Monge, who works on Catholic-Islamic dialogue in Istanbul.